Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of...
7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, Small Business Advocate. .com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Ruth King is our guest. ProfitabilityChannel.com. Is that right, Ruth?
That's it. Well, in thecouragetobeprofitable.com now.
Yeah, right. That's right. Okay, we got The Courage to be Profitable. That's also the title of the new book. And lots of stuff going on there at that website, folks. Ruth, we're talking about net profit per hour. In the last segment, we talked about how to increase productivity. How to talk to your people about it, you know, what could they do to be more profitable. You know, there's a lot of things that you could tell your employees, you could have a conversation with your employees about that would not be about making them work harder, but just work smarter, right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it really is a situation where that they have to want to, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at people, a lot of times people are there just to get a job, and that's not who you want as an employee. You want people who are excited, who want to take care of your customers, who want to really do a good job and get satisfaction out of it.
This could be an exercise to find out whether you got the right people or not.
It could be. And once you start this, I would suggest not letting them give you pushback about it and just keep tracking it. And, you know, we talk about the bottom line, and we talk about some of the things with respect to that, but there's also some ways that your employees actually know, because they've talked to customers, and they've heard customers say, well, can't you do this, or what if we could do this, or I'm having a problem with that. That could be other products that you supply. And if you don't know about it, and your salespeople don't know about it, and your people on the front line know about it but don't say anything, I mean, that's less profit. I mean, The easiest sales you make are additional sales to existing customers.
Right.
And can you do that? You know, that's there's no marketing expense with that. There's no trying to find another customer expense related to that. And it's just truly sales all the way down to the bottom line, and that's another way to increase net profit.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And we've said for a long time around here and for and across the marketplace, the best sales, the best business comes from existing customers. And it's a lot cheaper to get business from existing customers than it is to go find a new one. That's one of the big mistakes that people make. And that's a net profit per hour discipline, isn't it?
It is, and it's a booster because, as you said, you don't have all those extra expenses. It's an existing customer who knows you, who there's no marketing expense related to it, and it's a lot easier to actually give, you know, provide them more products and services.
Right. And should you break down your profitability per hour, your net profit per hour, based on new customers and existing customers? Would you ever separate them like that?
You could. You could also do it with your existing customers, and I have people who divide them into A, B, C, and D customers.
Yep.
You know, A are their best customers,
yep.
D are their problem customers, and all the ways in between it. And they obviously pay the most attention to their A customers and the least attention to their D customers, or they're supposed to.
Right. No, I've talked about that on the show many times, and you love your A customers. You encourage your B customers to become A customers. You look after your C customers, your D customers, you encourage them to self-service.
Right.
Or go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Probably what you should be doing, right? You should be encouraging your Ds to go somewhere else. Now, that's an important point, this is something that your employees could help you with a lot too, isn't it? I mean, they could say, boss, do you have any idea how much time I'm spending with that company right there? How much? The employee might say, "Boss, I hope we're making money off them because they're taking a lot of our time." That's the kind of feedback you want to get from folks, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and you can fire them with what has been called ruthless compassion, which is go to them and say, "We're not going to be taking care of your type of business anymore. Here are three options that you can use for other companies who can provide."
Wait a minute now. The first time I would do, I would go and I'd say, "John, you know, we appreciate your business, but it's not profitable. The way what you require and the way you do business with us is not profit. It's not a good deal for us. And which, can you help me? Can you help me make it a good deal for us? And explain before you get there. You know, have that laid out. I need to raise your price 10%. Blah blah blah. What do you think about that?
I would start there, but then you can always fire them.
Be prepared. Oh no, I agree with it. Hey Ruth, thecouragetobeprofitable.com, right?
That's it.
thecouragetobeprofitable.com. The book's there, right, Ruth? And all the other stuff.
There, the videos, the classes, everything are there.
All the classes, and yeah, check it out, folks. Hey Ruth, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We always get smarter when Ruth joins us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.